with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The calls for Nikki Haley to exit the Republican presidential race are growing now that former President Trump has won in New Hampshire on top of his earlier victory in Iowa. Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says Nikki Haley must drop out so we can focus on defeating Joe Biden to save America. And to quote former GOP candidate Vivek Ramaswamy, the people of this country and the people of our GOP primary base have spoken loud and clear. Donald Trump will be the nominee and will be the next president. It's a big endorsement from Big Labor. The leadership of the 400,000-member United Auto Workers Union has come out for President Biden, despite misgivings about some of his policies.
The UAW endorsement came several months after its leader said the decision was delayed because of the Biden administration's EV policies, among other issues. The president welcomed the endorsement, telling the union's political convention that he kept his promise in being the most pro-union president ever. Mr. Biden actively seeks the support of labor unions, even though membership rates have fallen to an all-time low.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, in light of the Supreme Court ruling allowing Border Patrol agents to slice through razor wire installed by Texas to secure the southern border, some congressional Democrats calling on President Biden to seize control of the Texas National Guard. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's veto of a bill banning so-called gender-affirming care for minors, including puberty blockers and hormone therapy, has been overridden by the Republican-led state legislature. The Ohio law, also barring boys from girls' sports teams, will now take effect in 90 days. Stock futures higher this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures are up 81 points. NASDAQ futures 2 points higher. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham delivers a gift.
His ministry, Samaritan's Purse, has purchased 14 new ambulances for Israel, which will replace ones destroyed by terrorists in the October 7th attack by Hamas. Graham dedicated the vehicles at a ceremony in Jerusalem and honored the numerous Israeli paramedics who were murdered while responding to the attacks. Graham says, quote, "We pray that these ambulances will bring comfort to the people of Israel." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A North Dakota judge has decided not to block part of a state pro-life law that some doctors oppose. State District Judge Bruce Romanek says the request for a preliminary injunction is not appropriate, and the plaintiffs have presented no authority for the court to grant the specific relief requested. A lawsuit filed by the doctors will continue to play out in court with a jury trial set for August. North Dakota outlaws abortion except for cases in which a woman could face death or serious health risk. This is SRN News. United and Alaska Airlines plan to return Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners to service in the coming days, now that the FAA has given the go-ahead.
The Federal Aviation Administration has approved an inspection and maintenance process that the planes must first go through. After that, they will be allowed to carry passengers again. The FAA says it will not agree to any Boeing request to expand production of MAX planes until the agency is satisfied that quality control concerns have been addressed. Meanwhile, Congress is getting involved in examining safety at Boeing after a panel flew off a Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliner in mid-flight this month.
That's correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Former President Trump's civil defamation trial is set to resume later today in New York City. A juror's illness had halted the proceedings on Monday. Mr. Trump is expected in court and is expected to testify. More details at SRNNews.com.